Okay, we just heard there from John McCormack, Count John McCormack, Irish tenor from the last century. Oh, Mary Dear, which uses the same tune as Danny Boy, but that's an earlier lyric. Danny Boy only came along about a century ago. There were many, many lyrics written to the Derry Air or the Londonderry Air in the previous centuries, and that's one of them. Hope you enjoyed. Time here in WRFG is 2 minutes past 6 o'clock, time for our 6 o'clock special. And we're going to go back to Planxty, who, starting in 1972, paved the way for a whole new generation of traditional music and certainly turned on people of my generation to traditional Irish music who may not otherwise have been as receptive to the idea at the time. The question is, which of the two singers, Christy Moore or Andy Irvine, would you rather hear sing As I Roved Out? Well, the good news is that you don't really have to decide, because we are going to give you an opportunity to hear both. And we're going to start off here with Christy Moore. This is labelled on the CD as Christy Roved Out.
Answered me modestly, I am me mammy's darling with me toe, I fall the diddle da, diary fall the diddle dairy o. Will you come to me mammy's house when the moon is shining clearly? Will you come to me mammy's house when the moon is shining clearly? I'll open the door and I'll let you in, and divil the one will hear us with me toe, I fall the diddle da, diary fall the diddle dairy o. So I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. She opened the door and she let me in, and divil the one did hear us with me toe, yeah, fall the diddle da, diary fall the diddle dairy o. She took me horse, beat the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. Oh, she took me horse, beat the bridle and the bit, led him to the stable. Send there plenty of oats for the soldier's horse, to eat it if he's able. With me tour-a, yeah, fall the diddle-da, diary fall the diddle-dairy-o. And she took me with the lily-white hand, and she led me to the table. Oh, she took me with the lily white hand, and she led me to the table. Send there plenty of wine for a soldier by, to drink it if you're able. With my tour, aye, for the diddle da, dairy for the diddle dairy, oh. She got up and she made the bed, and she made it nice and easy. She got up and she made the bed, and she made it nice and easy. She got up and she led me down to the hop. To God you're able with me to raya, fall the diddle da, dairy fall the diddle dairy o. There we lay till the break of the day, and divil the one did hear us. There we lay till the break of the day, and divil the one did hear us. Then I arose, pulled on me clothes, darling I must leave you with me to raya, fall the diddle da, dairy fall the diddle dairy o. Return again, and when might we get married? When will you return again? When might we get married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might well get married. With me toraya, for the diddle da, dairy for the diddle dairy o.
Thank you. sigh of doubt on a bright May morning, to view the meadows and flowers gay, whom should I spy but my own true lover, as she sat on young willow tree. I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her courageously. When she turned around, sure the tears fell from saying, false young man, you have deluded me. A diamond ring I own I gave you, a diamond ring to wear on your right hand, but the vow you made, love, you went and broke them, and married the lassie that had the land. If I married the lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I'll rue until the day I die. When misfortune falls, sure no man can shun it. I was blindfolded, I'll ne'er deny. And at nights when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, I find, and I wish the queen would call home her army from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet again.
The Auburn Avenue Research Library on African American Culture and History continues its summer series with the following programs. On Thursday, July 7th at 7 p.m., in collaboration with the Peachtree Publishers, the Auburn Avenue Research Library hosts Words and Color, A Lifetime of Discovery. This is a community forum focusing on the role of children's literature in developing cultural literacy and social consciousness. This event is sponsored by the National Black Arts Festival. Opening on Monday, July 11th, and running through Sunday, September 30th, the library, in collaboration with the National Black Arts Festival, hosts the exhibit Slave Cabins, The Architecture of Enslavement. This exhibit, by acclaimed photographer Curtis Graves, examines plantation architecture, particularly the living quarters of the enslaved Africans. Mr. Graves will facilitate an artist discussion on Saturday, July 30th at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, July 19th at 6 p.m., in collaboration with Southwest and Northwest Atlanta Parents and Partners for Schools, the Auburn Avenue Research Library hosts documentaries and discussion, Conversation on Education. This is a series of documentary films focused on collective community action to improve the educational experience of all children. And finally, on Sunday, July 31st at 3 p.m., in collaboration with the National Black Arts Festival, the library hosts To Be a Drum, Writing Socially Conscious Children's and Young Adults Literature. This workshop explores the craft of creating quality children's literature and is facilitated by renowned author Evelyn Coleman. Detailed information is available at 404-730-4001, extension 300, or www.afpls.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by your listener-supported community radio, WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information.
And we hope you enjoyed our 6 o'clock special back there. We heard three tracks from a terrific live album, Planxty Live, in 2004. It's just called Live 2004. It was recorded at Vicker Street in Dublin. Amazing quality live recording, considering that the band was 32 years past its initial album. That stuff just sounds almost like a studio recording. We heard Christy Vermoor's version of As I Roved Out, and finished up after a bunch of tunes with Andy Irvine's version of As I Roved Out. And on the CD, they're listed as Christy Roved Out and as Andy Roved Out. And in between, we heard a bunch of tunes called The Vicker Street Reels 2004. Donal Lunny, Andy Irvine, Liam O'Flynn and Christy Moore. The classic lineup of Planxty. Back together for one concert, and there's also a great DVD of that, Live in 2004. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to move right on now with a song which I believe was collected in New Brunswick. It's called Sylvie, Sylvie.
Oh, Sylvie, Sylvie, all on one day, she dressed herself in man's array, with a sword and pistol all by her side, to meet her true love, to meet her true love, away did ride. She had not traveled far o'er the main, she met her true love upon the plain. Stand and deliver, young man, she said, or the court play it, or the court play it will be yours. When he delivered all his store, she says, kind sir, there's one thing more. That gold diamond ring that I see you wear, deliver that and your life I'll spare. Well, that gold diamond ring that you see me wear, you'll take my life for that I'll spare. She being tender hearted just like a dove, she rode away from, she rode away from her own true love. Next day unto the garden green, these two young lovers there were seen. He saw his watch hanging by her clothes, which made him blush like, which made him blush like any rose. Why do you blush? It's such a silly thing. I fain would have your gold diamond ring. It was me that brought you all on the plain. Here, take your watch and, here, take your watch and your ring again. Thank you. pistol shot. I'd have killed my true love dead on the spot. I'd have killed my true love dead on the plane. I never forgive, I never forgive my own self again. I never forgive, I never forgive my own self again.
Glawais ti son am ia chawdwr a byd I farw ar groes bren o'i fodd Be a fodd yr rafon i'r gwaelod I gyd A'i fawyd yna berth ar ôl A welais ti ef yr hen awdwr di nerf aglawaisti son ambre sul la berth. Mein disgul am danat, mein disgul am danat, mein disgul am danat Roato bechadur, mein galw oed, paid byw yn afradlon yn y fwy. Mae'n edrych amdanat, hyd aeth ad o fyd, mae'n barod I wellad y glwy. O gwrando bechadur, Mae'n galw yn nawr, paid gwrthod yn hwy, mae dy foiau yn y fawr. Mae'n disgwyl amdanat, mae'n disgwyl amdanat, mae'n disgwyl amdanat yn nawr. Gweddi a bechadur, fe'w rendid y lef, Mae'n oeriol yn awr ar dy ran. Mae'n dadlaid o achos yng nghanol y nef. Mae'n barod I helpu y gwan. Maddeuant, maddeuant, mae'n rhoddi yn yr had. Mae'n golchi fel ei ra a dian y wlad. Mae'n disgwyl amdanat, mae'n disgwyl amdanat, mae'n disgwyl amdanat yn nawr. O, mae'n disgwyl amdanat, mae'n disgwyl amdanat, mae'n disgwyl. My auntie's boil and a town out and out.
What a voice there. That was Richie Thomas, Welsh tenor. He died in 1988, having been born, I think, in 1906. But they put out a couple of CDs quite recently, two CDs set, 42 tracks of various albums that he recorded over the decades. And that recording goes back to 1958. We started off with the outside track, which features members from Ireland, Canada and Scotland. Sylvie Sylvie is the name of the song. It's released on Mad River Records in America and it's on Green Tracks Records in Scotland. The album is called Curious Things Given Wings and the singer there was Nora Rendell. And in between, we heard something from a band from Seattle that's been around for a few years. They're called The Irish Experience and you can find them at MySpace under Irish Experience. Green Energy is the name of the CD and we heard an instrumental set. All of the tracks are instrumental. They are led by fiddler Joe Bowbeer. We heard Calliope House, Sligo Creek, and Cooley's Reel. We started off a little earlier with a new singer from Alaska, Kyle Carey. Then we moved down to Seattle. I think it's time we went down to California, and this is another new name on the scene, but she's very good. This is a Scottish song called Jock O'Hazeldine.
His step is first in peaceful home. shall not lack, nor braid to bind your hair. No mettled hound, nor managed hawk, nor palfrey fresh and fair. And you, the foremost of them all, shall ride our forest queen. But I, she let the tears down fall for Jock of Hazeldene. Tapers glimmered fair. The priest and bridegroom wait the bride, and dame and knight were there. They sought her both by bower and hall. The lady was not seen. Border and away with her Jock of
Hazeldene. Thank you. arms, won't you carry me? Set my blind spirit free, for I have lost the will to breathe as comrades fall like dying leaves. Black as the sun, black as the sun. Rain, won't you wash me clean? Such poison I have seen, visions that will not be gone for all my life, however long. And in this trench there is a picture, my sweet children smile at me, and in this heart an endless longing, wherefore are those smiles I see? Black as the sun, black as the sun. Snow, won't you chill my wounds? Spring, she has come too soon. Fire scorches, we retreat, and flesh decays around my feet. Lord, won't you bring me home? No strength have I to roam. A thousand miles beneath these boots, more death with every round I shoot. And on this gun there is a number, tell me what that number means. Is it for the lives I've ended, or for the countless tears I've screamed? Black as the sun, black as the sun. Wind, won't you carry me? Set my blind spirit free, for I am broke beyond repair. So to my kin, please blow me there. Awake me from this endless nightmare. Save me from these deathly drones. Grant me everlasting leave from blood-red soil and burn and bones. Black as the sun, black as the sun. Black as the sun, black as the sun.
Well, if that doesn't make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, I don't know what will. That was Mr. Stevie Palmer from Scotland. Black as the Sun, A Tale of Modern War, and Heartprint Shadow is the name of the CD. It's on Green Tracks Records. We started off with a new one from a new name on the scene, Celia Ramsey. She and her husband run a winery in California, and she has a great album out called Songs of My Father's People, mostly Scottish songs about love. Celia Ramsey, the song we heard was Jocka Hazeldine, an old one. And in between, we squeezed in a track from Lauren McCall, fine fiddler from Scotland, and recent award winner. Strewn with Ribbons is the name of the CD. It's put out by the Scottish Arts Council. The track we heard was The Lament on the Death of Mr. Hugh Allen. Let's pick up the pace a bit with something lively here. By the way, did you know that we're on the web? Big time. You can find out about upcoming shows. You can find out about shows that have taken place. You can listen to shows that have taken place, because we're podcasting too. Please follow us on Twitter and you'll get all the up-to-date information. It's all available at thecelticshow.org. Thank you.
Me fui grúa mamá.
Mr. Neil Browning from Wales, an accordion with some other friends, obviously, and it's from an album called Squeezebox, spelt in the Welsh way. We started off with Tea with the Maggies and a track from them that was called Oganic Oosel. That was the middle track. We actually started with a track from Catherine Fraser, who is an Australian fiddler, I believe now a resident in the northwest of the US. Rhymes and Reasons is the name of the album. She's accompanied on guitar by Mr. Duncan Smith. And elsewhere on this album, she's accompanied by some other big names, such as Natalie Haas, Hanneke Castle, and Tony McManus. And the track we heard, I believe, was called The Chorus Jig, Miss Erskine of Alva, and Bob in the Tree. The time here is about 6 minutes to go to the top of the hour. Time to leave. We want to remind you about our webpage, because you can find all sorts of good information there and music. You can listen to The Celtic Show. In fact, we have an entire day's worth, 24 hours of solid, non-stop Celtic Show presentations, mostly music and a few interviews. It's all available for downloads or for podcasting, and it's all available from thecelticshow.org. We also want to let you know about our lecture coming up. If you enjoy The Celtic Show, we feel that you might enjoy The Celtic Show and Tell. It's a 90-minute presentation coming up this Thursday. It's free and open to the public. It's going to be taking place in the Bartow County Library in Cartersville, Georgia, which is about 45 minutes from the centre of Atlanta. And it's all happening at 7 o'clock this coming Thursday, the 21st. It's part of their Celtic Cultural Tour Summer Series and is supported by the Georgia Humanities Council and the National Endowment for the Humanities. It is going to feature information about the music of Ireland, Scotland and Wales, both on their home turfs and throughout the Celtic diaspora, from the 1940s and 50s origins of the Clancy Brothers and the Chieftains to the 1990s sensation of Riverdance and beyond. If you're interested, it's all available, the information that is, from thecelticshow.org. Earlier today, we played you the wonderful voices of Andy Irvine and Christy Moore, two of the big male breakthroughs in traditional Irish singing back in the 1970s. There's only one person missing, and we're going to close the show out with him now. This is Paul Brady. Take care, be good, and we'll talk to you next week.
The years have claimed their toll. A child once more, she waits for peace of mind to fall. He leans to comfort her and catches my surprise. The stranger in his mother's eyes. Mother and son. Drum. Nowhere to run.